Yeah, it's okay.
Still kind of tired and frustrated like the last
time? Yeah, I feel like, it's not, it's my heart have problem, it's heart problem.
Heart?
In my heart. My heart, like health, my santé.
Oh, yeah, your soul, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. I feel like I'm just tired.
Long fight, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't got your site up, but how do you know how much it is now? Because if you don't, I'm going to go and look it up.
No, just I know. Just my friend told me 27 going to be 1,000 day.
So what is the site address? It's Soutien-Pourcadre. What's the extension?
Soutien-Pourcadre.net.
Net. Okay. 988 days, 17 hours. Okay.
How much?
988.17.
Oh, wow.
So after tonight, it's 989 days. So, yeah, 11 days from tonight, which is, the 27th. You got it.
Yeah.
The 1,000 days. Well, there's a temporary title for your book, your expose.
Yeah, that's some of the artists from Montreal.
Yeah.
They want to do something for 27.
That's a good idea.
So, yeah, the artist just, I know just like a few days ago, and the artist, they want to do something in 27. I'm not sure, but I heard they're talking about the media. They want to do a press conference.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's not me. It's not my committed support. It's the artist, only the artist, the Montreal artist.
I understand. Yeah. No, press conference is a very good idea. That would be the 17th of September, yeah.
27th.
The 27th of September. That's 2 weeks before the election, then. That's good.
Before election, yeah.
Yeah, so somebody from the federal parties should be there. If it's a press event, then somebody should have something to say. Maybe some promises, maybe, you know.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be nice? I mean, you know, they're all running for re-election, and nobody's sure who's going to make it, although it looks good for Harper, as you said. And if he makes it, it'd be nice if he had a promise, you know, when he got there. Yep.
I don't know, but, like, it's very pathetic. 1,000 days, that's too much. Number is a big number, man. It's like...
I've heard you say too much so many times now. I must have heard you say that 100 times, and I haven't known you all those 1,000 days. It always sounds the same. Too much, man. You know, and everybody agrees with you. It's way too much.
Yeah, like nobody listens to you. You know, like, doesn't care. He's like, I know how to think, the politicals. I know they want to think. I know what... The political person that think all the world thinks like same.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
How do you think? Just like, okay, leave him there. We don't care, you know.
Really?
Yeah, just leave it the same. But the political in the world same. They has the same mentality, same thinking thing. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
before election?
I don't think the NDP feel that way. They seem to be aware. And who's your local MP federally?
My MP here?
Yeah.
It's the MP here, he came. I'm talking about who governed the country.
He's block, isn't he?
It's a block, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, give me a lot of support.
Good, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I'm talking about who governed the country, you know, like the big, like the conservative, the liberal.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. That's
You know, if the conservatives and the liberals come out even, then the people who really govern the country are the people who enable them to stay in power. Should be. Didn't seem to be the NDP, though, this time, and it didn't. The Bloc had a little clout. The Bloc had a little clout because the conservatives couldn't have done it without somebody else. So if they come out with another minority, they'll need somebody else, and that somebody else has a, you know, for them it's a small issue, you know, that somebody else has a chance to say, well, you know, we think you should do this, and, you know, if you want our support.
Yeah, but, like, anyway, I'm Now, this I feel like now,
yeah.
You know what's happened? I feel like I look into them the same.
Oh, they all look the same, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, not familiar with that feeling, too. It's not funny, but yeah, it's
yeah.
true. You know, you stand off at a distance and you say, what's the difference? And the difference is
yeah,
pretty...
Yeah, I see, like, I don't care who's going to be Harper or Stephane Dion or, I don't know, or Jack Clinton. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I'm looking to them like same and...
Yeah. And you're just hoping that they will all...
The day when I get my paper and get my citizen.
Yeah.
For sure, when I can give my vote
yeah.
to somebody.
Yeah.
Man, it take me like a while to think who I can give my...
Yeah.
Yeah, because maybe I give it to anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's not...
Man, I feel like... I feel like I had a torture, man. Do you know?
Yeah, that's true. Right here in Canada, eh?
Yeah,
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, if you can torture somebody, just leave him waiting. We have, you know, the torture. It's not the torture. It's not like you torture somebody with shock, electricity shock. You know?
Yeah.
We have a lot of like. The ideas how you can torture me, like torture the, like.
I have to tell you, alone in a room is a very good way of torture. The only difference is you make it a soundproof room,
yeah.
so they can't tell time. But that's yeah. really the only difference. Alone in
yeah.
a room. Yeah.
That's if you want to like torture somebody, just leave him waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
Just say to him nothing and just wait. Wait.
Yeah.
Look. Look just. Before, like a few days ago, I was listening to the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're talking about the guy who took money for many people here in Montreal, like in Quebec.
Yeah.
For like some business.
Yeah.
And after he went out of business, this guy.
Yeah.
He took like 1 million something. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know how much he want to spend in jail?
How much what?
Do you know how many years he want to spend in jail?
No.
2 years.
Oh, I see. So less time than you.
It's not 2 years, like, close. You want after 6 months, maybe.
Oh, really?
You're going to be out.
I see. Okay.
And, like, he took, like, $1 million and something.
Yeah, I know.
This is, like, a big dollar. This is, like, the people, it's like, it's trust him, give him like his the own money, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And after he went out business and he said like this is out business, that's a goodbye.
Yeah.
And he said I don't have money to make a lawyer.
Right. Yeah.
And he took 1 million and something. I heard on the radio and television like the women and the guy crying. All the money we have like I
yeah.
could give this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
For business after he said goodbye.
Yeah.
And he spent all, he once spent all, this is like the just 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he once spent like maybe 6 months.
Yeah. Is that two, if that's 2 years less a day, that's not even in a federal penitentiary.
Yeah, and he knows how long it will take him to get out.
Oh, for
and
sure.
And I, you know, I did any mistake, just I said like, I want to stay in here.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't want to go back to country where, like, every day we have Kurds, every day attack terrorist attacks and the bombs.
Yeah.
I said, just I'm blind. I want to live with good, like, safe situation. You know what I mean? And
yeah. Hang on just a second, Ketter.
Yeah.
People are always... I hear you. You haven't done anything, and your punishment is worse than the man who stole $1 million. In fact,
yeah.
your punishment is five times as bad as the man who stole $1 million.
Yeah, and can you imagine 3 years, almost 1,000 days?
Yeah.
And this is 1,000 days, and it's like, it's going to be over too. You know what I mean? Over 1,000 for sure.
Okay. Your show's coming on this week, isn't it?
Excuse me?
Isn't your radio show going to air this week?
It's in 26. I move it to 26.
Just this month or every month?
No, just this month, I feel like.
26, the Friday, the 26th of September?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah?
Yeah, that's why I want to do the radio show.
Okay. CKUT.
Yeah, CKUT 90.2 FM. Yeah.
Do you find it helps to have the radio show?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's a radio show, it's good. Because I give the voice.
Right.
Like, I'm not give the voice for people who famous. I give the whole, like, you know, that.
Yeah.
The organizations and, you know.
Yeah.
And the children, talking about children, it was social thing. Yeah.
Okay. I hear you.
Yeah.
It's a very big help for me to be able to do the show. I mean, most people probably don't realize that, you know, it's, you know, it goes two ways. It's not just good for the people who hear the show. It's not just an ego trip for me, but it's fun. You know, it's fun, and it helps. It helps mark the time. It helps discipline time spent that otherwise, you know, would just go on forever. And same for me. I mean, I get out and around. I have friends, but still, there's nothing about my income that defines any time except check day once a month. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you live for check day, you're like, you die. You become something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. The radio show is important.
It's very important.
Yeah.
On the radio show, I put all my problem at the side.
Yeah.
Just talking about another thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
That's the hour to make me, like, more power. You know, I forget my problems. I'm talking only for other things.
Well, and for people who haven't heard it yet, it is the hour of power, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Any other? I know things have slowed down lately for you, but any other projects on the go?
I'm working a lot on my music now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I want to start recording with another person. Just I heard to him today, and he said we continue. We're recording until I can end it next month.
Okay. Good.
Right. Yeah, and his, yeah, and...
Is this the guy who wanted to distribute, or no, someone else?
No, it's okay. Another person. And in this time, yeah, I want to try to find few melodies.
Find what?
Melody.
Melodies, yeah?
Yeah, melody, and yeah. But it's like it's going to be just like poem and the music.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The music's going to be very soft music and just like piano and guitar.
Oh, I'd like to hear that. That's going to be your next CD.
Yeah, just piano and guitar and flute. That's it. It's three things.
Oh, well, we got to keep in touch because I got to hear that when it comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, my mother started teaching piano at 16.
Wow.
In 1967, she decided that there was a better way to teach music to little kids than their parents telling them that they couldn't go out if they didn't do their practice.
Yeah.
So she decided to teach them when they were three. And, and by the time they got to age nine, they knew everything they needed to pick up an instrument. It's not like instant success, but I mean, you can read the notes. You can read the key signatures. You can, you have a sense of rhythm. You have a sense of musical history, even.
Yeah.
And the kids don't know that they're working. They're young enough that they don't know this is supposed to be hard. So they think they're just having fun. And when they tell them at age nine that you can't come back anymore, they cry. Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine being told, well, you know, you've learned all there is to know about you know, your instrument and you know, you're a success, you're done. And then you cry.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, she won an award for it. She was like 37 years teaching music in Burlington.
Wow.
And the town gave her an award after she died.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And my brothers and sisters, my sister and my brother are now seeing the grandchildren of original children who enrolled in the 1960s.
Wow.
They're coming back. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a new program too. I have a new program for piano.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they helped me a lot.
What do you mean? You've got a new computer program that helps the kids learn piano?
Yeah, I have program teaching program.
Oh yeah.
Piano.
Okay. Yeah.
For the guy from Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, and I buy 8 CDs from him.
Oh yeah.
For $65.
Okay, good.
Very cheap, and the guy is a very big musician.
Yeah.
And he's he do this program only for blind.
Oh really?
But he can. This is program for blind, but you can see the picture. You can see nothing. Just hear the voice.
Yeah, okay. yeah. Okay. So they're audio discs, are they?
Yeah, it's audio disc. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have it on my internet. It just
When I was young, I used to draw. I don't draw anymore. I don't know. I think I gave it up when I was around 14 or 15.
Wow.
But I used to draw with pencil all the time.
How old are you now?
How old am I now?
Yeah.
Oh, that I'd say that's a secret. But we might as well tell everybody listening that I'm now.
No, don't say.
I am now 58 years old.
58?
Yeah.
No, it's your voice. It's looking very young. That's 58.
I think. Well, I'm a young 58. You know how the old ladies with the blue rinse hair always say they're young. I think I really am. Maybe I can thank my parents for that, but maybe also the attitude that what matters is what's happening now, mm-hmm. and if you can't be here now, you're not alive. That's all. You know. Mm. You have to be.
But
here.
Believe me, your voice is looking like very very young.
Well, I think because it's emotional, it's passionate.
Yeah.
It's not, gotta go to.
I was before, I was thinking maybe I have 40, you know?
Oh, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because and when he told me, I give up, I have 14, 15, he said, I said, how old are you now? It's
Yeah. Well, if through your political connections you can get my birth certificate and my age changed, you know, you can take 16 years off it, I'd be very grateful. I'll tell you a story for the musician in the audience. And this is a personal story, so forgive me if I bore anybody. I don't think it's boring. My mom used to, because I used to draw, I used to be upset. Because every year, my mother would buy in many dozens of yellow, long yellow pencils, which she never even sharpened, right? They got the little pink eraser on the end, and they're flat on the other end because they're not sharpened, and she would give one to each of her students. And she I can't tell you this the way she could, I'm sure, but the essence of it is she would give it to the student, and she would say, I want you to use your index finger, your finger right next to your thumb, to break this pencil. And she would hold the pencil at the ends and hold it out in front of the student. And what used to disturb me was when she was done with all of this, there were six dozen broken pencils, perfectly good pencils, and they were broken. And I had to ask her one time, I said, Mom, why do you break all those pencils? And she says, well, I show them how to touch the piano. She says, if most of them, when you give them the pencil, they bring their finger down and they pretty much stop at the pencil and they hurt their finger and they don't break the pencil. She says, but if you bring your finger past the pencil, you break the pencil, you don't hurt your finger, and that's how you must play the keys of the piano. The piano is a kind of, it's a percussion instrument, it's a kind of drum, you know? And and not that it sounds like a drum, but I mean,
my teacher is a piano teacher, he told me it's like a drum, that's it.
Okay, yeah, because you hit the key hits the hammer hits the string.
Yeah.
So if you're not sure when you hit the key, the hammer's not sure when it hits the string,
and
the string's not sure sure when it makes the sound, and you can tell. It's a it's a plunky sound with a with a distortion at the beginning and the end. But if you hit the key true, like you mean it, then the hammer hits the string like you mean it, and the string rings out like you mean it, and the whole the music, oddly, you know, the firmer you are in the key, the softer the music is.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, so she explained this to me, and I forgave her breaking those six or seven dozen pencils every fall.
That would make me laugh.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. That's good. She was smart. She was so smart. Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Yeah. So I give you that secret from beyond the grave, from from European classical teachers on down, to somebody's mother and some radio broadcaster.
Good.
Through to you.
Good.
Hand it on. Well,
I'm good. Okay.
We're just about eating up a lot of time now, and I probably will paste it all, and everybody will look at it. God, what are they talking about for 20 minutes, you know? But I know. We get people listening anyway.
Yeah.
Anything anything you wanted to say this week?
I said just, like, I want everybody, like, how to listen to us to pay for me. I don't
say
want
that
to
again. You want them to listen?
I said to everybody to who listen to me, to listen to us, and, just to pray for us.
To pray for you.
For, that's what I want.
All right. That I won't cut out of the interview for sure.
Yeah.
We'll end on that note. And we'll talk to you next Monday.
Okay.
Hey, they didn't cut your phone off, eh?
Huh?
Fido didn't cut your phone off.
He cuts my off. He do it like last last Monday.
Oh yeah.
I wake up the morning. I didn't find the line.
All right.
And just like I want to try if I have message.
Yeah.
They take me to ring direct to Fido.
Yeah.
I just a minute. I have no.
So you're back on the air. You have trouble with them.
I talked to them. And,
you have free incoming, don't you?
Yeah, I have free incoming.
Yeah, okay, good.
That's why I have good.
That's why you can do interviews, Okay, so you talk to Fido and everything's okay for now?
Yeah,
all right, see you Monday.
Okay, take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.